Ralphie Radio Show. So the big news, move over, Jennifer Lopez. J-Lo was the highest paid reality judge, I guess you could say, on television. But I think that's going to change, courtesy of Fox and Simon Cowell. Entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman joining me from Hollywood Now, where all the news is breaking. And Jill, who is the latest judge to sign on to the X Factor?
Okay, well, fingers crossed, we have to preface it with, Britney Spears is getting really close to a deal to be a judge on the X Factor. So it's going to cost him a pretty penny, as you said. Just a cool $15 million.
Oh, that's all?
No big deal.
NBD at all. Now, if you're wondering, to put that in context, J-Lo makes about $12 million. So I wonder if J-Lo will end up asking for a raise. That'll be interesting. But Jill, I think Britney is going to bring a lot of extra oomph and buzz to the show, because it badly needs it, for sure, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I know just talking to people who are Britney Spears fans, you know, here and there, they are so excited and just swear up and down that they will never miss an episode if she's on it. Some people are a little worried about her being up next to Simon Cowell. I mean, we all know she's had a rough couple years, a few years, actually, and so everyone's a little nervous with her being up there next to him. But I think that she's going to bring a lot to the show, and I really think it'll probably bring in viewers it may not have had before.
Simon needs Britney, so I think when it's all said and done, he will play nice, because he knows that Britney really is the key to this show's success coming up next fall on Fox. One more judge post to be filled, and Jill, they're still looking for two hosts, so can you put in a good word with somebody over there for me and you, please?
Yes, I can totally see you doing that show, and I will work my Hollywood magic.
Entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Jill, we'll shift gears from current stars to possibly a future star and a musician that is Elton John's protege. Tell me about this person, please.
I'm really excited about this little girl. She's only 12 years old. Her name's Talia Storm, and she has such a cool story, because you know how often artists hand off their demo tape to people in hopes that someone would actually listen to it?
Right.
Well, she handed it to Sir Elton John's partner, David Furnish, of course. So, hands this demo tape while on vacation in Hawaii, and gets a call while she's going through airport security, as she's being rushed through airport security. Elton John is on the other end.
So wow.
Here she gets a call. He's saying, "I love your music. I think you're great. I love your voice." And what's really cool about her is she's 12, so you'd assume she's a pop star, a wannabe pop star. Nope. Got this kind of Jill Scott, like, very soulful, beautiful voice. I mean, she sang for us this week in our studio, and she was just fantastic. So really, really excited to see what's to come of her. And I know Elton John's coming. He's actually having her open up for his show in June in Scotland, so she gets to open for Elton John.
Wow, that's obviously a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, especially for somebody of her age. Elton's been very critical of these reality shows and how they thrust these young stars into the spotlight so quickly with not much mentorship. So I'm very interested to see how he mentors now maybe one of his own, and see her career develop. It will be interesting. We'll link you up with her, by the way, on the Ralphie Radio Show blog. Entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman, as always, with the 411. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.